The Four Invites Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fall in Fives radio show, your weekly dose of all that's best in the wonderful world of the fall. This week, we start with an alternative version of One Day.
Welcome to the real world.
One Day, an alternative mix by Rex Sargent that appears on the bonus disc of the Cerebral Caustic reissue. There's a lot more electronica on this than the LP version, and it perhaps gives a sense of what the album might have sounded like had Dave Bush not been increasingly sidelined. Now, looking through the list of what I've played on the show so far, I found to my surprise that I hadn't played anything at all by The Clash. The Fall, of course, supported them at Times Square Club Bond in 1981, and Brix's name is a nod to their song Guns of Brixton. Also, this song, the original version at least, has a part to play in one of the Fall's more infamous stories.
Because
Rock the Casbah, an alternative version featuring Ranking Roger of the Beat fame on vocals. It comes from a bootleg called Rat Patrol from Fort Bragg, which was an early draft of Combat Rock. Casbah was the song that the Hanleys et al. Were dancing to in an Australian club when Smith started the altercation that led to Mark Riley thumping him. MES's version of the story actually suggests that it was Smoke on the Water that his errant musicians were dancing to, but this does seem a bit far-fetched. I mean, has anyone ever actually danced to Smoke on the Water?
his heart. Organ was where it should be. His brain was in his ass. His hand was well out of his pocket. His side is in the heart.
Meerschuit Mag Ed, recorded in Rotterdam in December 1982. Right at the end of 1976, MES drew up a handwritten speculative setlist for the Fall, although it would be another 5 months before they actually played live, which you can see on the fall.org geography page. As well as Frightened, Stepping Out and Repetition, the list included several covers, including Louie Louie, Brand New Cadillac and The Stooges' Not Right. Here are two more of the earmarked covers.
Four dealers of gunslinger, was boarding there to OK Corral. Now boarding didn't stand no mess. He wore a gun on his hip and a rose on his chest. Boarding is a gunslinger. Boarding is a gunslinger. Yeah, he must be. Yeah, uh-huh, sure enough. When Bo Diddley comes to town, streets get empty and the sun goes down. Sheriff's standing in the doorway. You know he's so scared to say, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
Roughnecks, one of Lou Reed's pre-Velvet Underground bands, with You're Driving Me Insane. And before that, you heard MES favourite Bo Diddley with Bo Diddley's A Gunslinger. Both were on MES's Prototype 4 setlist, although the group never actually played either of them live. Now, Tom O'Gorman, who told us about his special four-song New Face in Hell back in show 13, has been in touch via the fallenfives@mail.com to say how much he's been enjoying the show. Thank you, Tom. He also tells me that I've converted him to Your Future Hour Clutter, which I'm very pleased to hear. Tom's made a couple of requests, both for a full song and a full related one, and I'm more than happy to play both.
Your fiends will die by me, and your decadent sins will wreak discipline. You Puritan, you Puritan, you Puritan, you Puritan, Discordian. Thank you.
towards the Grim Reaper. The stuff at the end of the straw with a high grip closer. The Starfather Jim. You Puritan. The answer. Dysphoria.
Thank you.
Live version of Sweet Home Under White Clouds by the Virgin Prunes, and that was preceded by New Puritan, recorded at London's Rainbow Theatre in May 1980, the first time the song was ever performed live, and it would only be played live half a dozen more times after that. Both were the choices of Tom O'Gorman, and many thanks for getting in touch, Tom. Now, the Stooges crop up a lot, both on this show and on my blogs, as they were arguably one of the biggest influences on MES. On a couple of occasions, The Fall had a bit of a crack at 1969 from the Stooges' eponymous debut album, although neither were full-length versions, really. This recording is from a gig at the Theatre Royal in Windsor on the 1st of October 2009, where they played 90 seconds worth before segueing into Reformation.
Oh,
a fantastic alternate take of 1970 from the Stooges' second LP, Funhouse, which seemed a logical choice to follow the Fall's version of 1969. Producer John Leckie worked with the Fall on Wonderful and Frightening, This Nation, Saving Grace and Ben Sinister, and here he is talking about working with the group.
They did have good songs, didn't they, the Fall?
Yeah. Yeah, at that time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you call them songs actually, but I suppose yeah, they were songs. I always thought they were much more of an art band. Actually, I mean, each little piece was a work of art. You know, whether it was the way the drums would be counterpoint to what the guitar was, and you know, and then Mark's voice on top. Everything was recorded live. There's very few overdubs. You know, like Mark would do the singing in the studio, standing next to the drummer, or just walking around the room with a microphone, and you know, you'd do one take, and you, for some reason or another, you'd do another take, and Mark would have different lyrics, totally different arrangement, and that kind of thing, you know.
Still a pound of months, Brigo's guilt.
Drago's Guilt, recorded for Janice Long's Radio 1 show in September 1984. In the John Leckie interview, part of which you heard earlier, the producer talks about stitching together two different versions of one song, despite them being in different time signatures. He says that it's Drago's Guilt that he's talking about, although he clearly means I Am Damo Suzuki. Anyway, it's now time for this week's My Special Fall Song feature, and I'm delighted to say that we have another contribution from an ex-member of the group. This time it's Darren Garrett, ex-Fall and Nightingales drummer.
Hi, this is Darren Garrett, aka The Dazzler, and I'm picking Pat Tripp Dispenser. In short, but I was having a pipe with Pete and Mark sometimes, just like socially, we were out. And I decided to be a bit fanboy with him for once and said, so now, if you could pick one song that you thought encapsulated the spirit and essence and the very being of the Fall, what would it be? And Mark did his usual great Mark thing of turning it back and saying, well, what would you say it was? And without flinching, I said, Pat Tripp Dispenser. And at that, Mark paused, reflected a bit, and nodded. And then just out of the blue said, so you lot, as in like the Nightingales, because I was drumming for them then, you lot are supporting us in Leeds, aren't you, soon? How's about, you know, leave your kit on at the end of your set, put on the side, of course, and then when we're done, let's do it as an encore. And I said, yeah, great. You know, I didn't believe it would happen. Well, I really didn't think it would happen. And then when we got to the night, Simon, the roadie, well, you know, tour manager, said, so I hear you're coming on at the end and I've got to leave your kit on. And that's how it was. He was sent to find me at the end of the full set. And then we stood in the wings at the side and Mark suddenly turned and said, how's it go again? And we had to work out the first lines. And then I'm on stage playing with the Fall for the first time and it was magical. And more so after that, I was back at home with Pete, who was having a pint. And he said, you know all that Pat Tripp Dispenser stuff? And I said, yeah. He said, yeah, I only did that because of you, you know. That was for you. So, yeah, thank you, Mark. Pat Tripp Dispenser.
McGinty thought he could fool the Fall with his imitation speeds, but he had not accounted for the psychic nose. He did not know there are no big shots on the rock, and even if there were, McGinty would not be among them. His head was full of icy calm. Clarity of nothing. It's Pat the Tripp Dispenser.
as Pat the Truck Dispenser. It's Pat the Truck Dispenser. It's Pat the Truck Dispenser. It's Pat the Truck Dispenser.
Percentage based was to do or die. Twas a preposterous lie, but it was one that he got used to when he got born again in Birmingham. Born again.
Born Again in Birmingham, from the Nightingales 2006 LP Out of True, featuring Darren Garrett on drums. Before that, you heard Darren's choice of full song, Patrip Dispenser, a rough mix from the omnibus edition of The Wonderful and Frightening World. I would have loved to play the live version from Leeds that Darren describes playing on, but as far as I'm aware, there isn't a recording of the gig available. If you do have one, then please let me know. Many thanks, of course, to Darren for his contribution. Next week's guest is not an ex-member, but he does have a quarter of a million followers on Twitter. Anyway, to conclude, here are two tracks that the four recorded for VH1 in August 1996, The Mixer and Powder Keg. Thanks for listening.
Mixer, close to me. He turns his head and smiles at me. Alexa! Hold your fire! Hold your fire!
Fox Radio Show.